Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to ATP Radio with Will Johnson.
Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is Thursday, December 17th, 2020. America is still currently floating, but that is subject to change. Apparently without notice, So I want to thank everyone for joining us this wonderful Thursday. We are having the discussion about what is taking place to America and how America is changing frequently, how America is changing like without notice, and everyone sees it, but there's people completely ignoring it. The question is why are they ignoring it? So do me a favor. Get out your phone, your mobile device, and send a text to 88202 and type in my name, Will. 88202 and type in my name, Will, W-I-L-L, and you will get absolutely wonderful information, documentation, that everyone needs to be aware of. So without further ado, I have my producer, Shannon, here in studio with me. And, of course, Annie Cyrus is on the other end as the main producer of this broadcast. Thank you, everyone, again, for joining us. And we are going to talk about what just happened and what is happening with our current election in the United States of America. And we're going to make the connection on how this took place, not only in Venezuela, but it happened in India as well. And we've known that, we've known for a fact that it's happened in other countries. And now socialism is at the front door and they're pounding on the door to knock it down.
Yeah. And guess who's always at the bottom of it? Guess who's always at the bottom of the election fraud, Will?
The liberal left. It
Absolutely.
Is a virus on the planet.
Yes, sir. You've been saying that for a long time, and it is 100% true.
100%. So tell us, what do you think the left, you know, and you know, think about this. The left, they don't see anything wrong with them bringing this socialism to the country. And it really ticked them off to no end when President Trump said socialism would never come to this country. So they were like, oh, we'll see about that. We'll see about that. We'll do anything we can to get socialism here. And we're going to get into a little bit of details about how it took place in India and how socialism comes in. But before we do that, Shannon, what is the phone number for people to call in? Do you have that number? Let's get that number out so people can call in and ask us whatever questions they would like to ask us during this broadcast, because you know what, that's one of the things that we like to do is take phone calls from people that want to chat with us. And I think the most interesting ones is when we get someone to call us, Shannon, that disagrees with us.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, Will, you love that.
Those are the ones that's really interesting. When we get the ones that they call in and disagree with us, and I mean, you know, I've been told that I have a problem because I like talking to people that disagree with me because it makes for a better conversation.
Yeah, Will does have a problem. And if you want to call in and talk to Will, the number is 516-595-8069. And if you want to come on to the show, just press 1. Once again, it's 516-595-8069.
Yes, call that number.
Yeah, so let's start talking about this election fraud. I mean, election fraud is in the news. According to the left, there is none. But we know better than that, right? So today, the Director of Office, Trade, and Manufacturing Policy and Assistant to the President, Peter Navarro, released a 36-page report on the 2020 election. He did that this morning. It's all over the news. We've seen it on Epoch Times. We've seen it on the Dan Bongino show.
Wait a minute. You said it's all over the news. I guarantee
you. Okay, well.
That is not on the liberal media. I guarantee it. And if I would imagine, you know, big tech, the way that they have done in the past, the way they've demonstrated, that if you put something out there that they disagree with, it can be 100% factual.
Yeah.
But if they disagree with it, they're going to say, hey, you're misleading the American people. It is not true. You're going to be hit with a community standards guideline strike, and
yeah,
you're going to take it.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, just like, you know, social media is pretty much shutting out all election fraud information, so is the liberal media. I mean, you're absolutely 100% correct about that. And there are Republicans in D.C. that are really trying to expose what has happened in this election. And Peter Navarro is one of those people. In his report, some of the top things that they reported or in this summary is that ballots in question, because of the identified election irregularities, they are more than sufficient to swing the outcome in favor of President Trump should even a relatively small portion of the ballots be ruled illegal. I mean, that means Trump won by such a landslide. But, you know, in a lot of these states, he won relatively by a small. Biden supposedly, we're going to say supposedly won, because by a small amount. But they're saying that even if they could prove some of these or expose some of these small irregularities, that Trump should have won this election. In all six battleground states, they exhibit all or most of the six dimensions of election irregularities. And every country in the world has certain irregularities, or they look for certain irregularities to say whether the election has been is fraudulent or not, right? And most of these six swing states have met guidelines to election irregularities. And it says this was theft by 1,000 cuts across six dimensions and six battleground states rather than any one single silver bullet election irregularity. So they're saying that this wasn't just a small little incident of voter fraud or election fraud, really. It's really across the nation these things happened.
Well, you know what?
It's pretty significant.
You know what? I was on with Barry Nussbaum. He's over the American Truth Project. Very knowledgeable, right? And he brought up the point that it came out that it's 0.008, if I'm not mistaken. I could be leaving out a zero, but 0.008 error percentage when it comes to these machines, et cetera, et cetera. And if I remember correctly, the current error rate is 23%.
That's great. That's a huge amount.
It is 23%, not 0.008. Just see, that's, so if it was anything above 0.008 in the past, they would say, okay, there's something wrong here. We need to look into it. But today, it has been recorded that is around 23%. And this is not just one location. And you know what? They're still overlooking it. They hate President Trump so much. They hate the freedoms in this country so much. They're willing to just let it all slide through just so they can get rid of President Trump and get what they want. This
right.
is such a dark hour for the United States of America.
Right. I mean, and just to put that 23% in perspective, right? So we're talking about if we have 1 million votes, 230,000 votes were irregular. That's a crazy amount. So when you have some of these huge counties that have millions and millions of people, and Biden won by a very small amount, that shows how this election has been compromised. right?
It does, but
I mean,
but
it's alarming.
Well, you know what? It is alarming, and we're alarmed by it. But you know what's even a little bit more disturbing? Is that those on the left see this and they ignore it.
Yeah, they dismiss it.
They dismiss it. They're even saying that the videos that where the guy was putting up the board up over the window so that the Republican could not see in while they were counting ballots 50, 60 feet away, they're saying that's misleading. That's disinformation. Even though we see the video, clear as day. They said the voting machines, they said nothing was wrong with the voting machine, even though it's 23%. They said there's nothing wrong here. This is so disgusting at all levels.
Yeah, and, you know, Democrats should really think about this, right? Because we're going to talk about it here shortly, but when you have this much fraud, when you have a party that wants to circumvent our election process, and that's pretty much what they've done. I mean, they've pretty much said, you know what, they gave this message of every vote counts, but honestly, every single vote does not count to them. They don't care that who we wanted. They care about who they wanted.
Exactly.
And it's scary because that's where tyranny comes in. That's where communism comes in. And then in conjunction with that, you have social media who is literally silencing half of the population in America. That's communism, people. When you have liberal media only giving you a message, one message, that's communism, people. You need to wake up.
You know,
this is dark. We are about to go into a dark age.
Yeah, it's so.
If we don't cut this off right now, it'll be so hard, if not impossible. Honestly, let's be honest. Venezuela,
done.
It's almost impossible for them to come back.
Never,
right?
Never.
Look at China.
Never.
I mean, those poor people. Will they ever see democracy really in that country?
Never.
Absolutely not.
Never.
So if we don't fight this now, we're in trouble.
We are in big trouble.
Well, we
and
are in big trouble.
Before the election.
Actually, we are in trouble. Not that we're about to be.
Oh, yeah. We are.
Before
the election, I kept repeating it. We're at a crossroads. We're going to go one way or the other. And if we go to the left, when I was saying this, the country would never recover. And I said, if we do not reelect President Trump, he will be the last decent president this country will ever, ever see. Everyone knows that Joe Biden, he can barely stand.
Oh, my God.
He can barely complete a sentence. Half the time, he can't even complete a sentence.
I know he can barely walk on stage
exactly.
And off stage without assistance.
He doesn't remember where he is half the time.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't remember where he's going. And then, and all this is geared up to get Kamala Harris to be president. That's all this is, and that's what it's about. It's such a takeover of our country.
I mean, even that alone, to say that, if that is their intention, even that is scary. Because once again, they're manipulating who people are voting for. Because to be honest with you, when we had a choice of every single Democrat, when they had how many Democrats running, right? Kamala Harris was one of the first
the
ones
worst.
To drop out. I mean,
she
did not
worst.
Do well. So why is it that they're forcing her in that position, right? Once again, people, listen to me. They don't care about who you want. They don't care about your vote. They don't care.
She is 100% sinister. And, I mean, we're talking about the same person that said that ICE is the new KKK.
Oh, I know.
On our border.
Yeah, she basically said that they're our enemy.
Yes, yes.
What?
The law enforcement is our enemy. And not as, and you know what? I have to say, I was on my broadcast last night, and they were talking about Joe Biden saying that he wanted to defund the police. And I have to say that Joe Biden has never uttered those words. But Joe Biden's actions, his actions towards the law enforcement in this country has been completely clear that he is going along with the mob.
Yeah,
he's going 100% along with the mob.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So we have a caller. Roger from L.A. has some comments.
How you doing, Roger?
Hi, Shannon. Hi, Will. How are you guys?
Hello.
Yeah, so I wanted to chime in. January 6th is a big day, right? It's coming up. And evidently, we're getting a lot of rejections everywhere. I mean, at all fronts. For example, Sidney Powell just merely wants to, for example, put in on the Wisconsin electronic filing at the Supreme Court. And somehow they're not returning her call. She's agitated. You know, basically they rejected it. That's what I heard. Now, that's basically coming from Parler. Obviously, I have no other sources. Fox covers really the gist of other things, which I can care less of anymore. I really care about behind-the-scenes things going on. The problem I have is, how are we confident that President Trump could potentially get another 4 years? But at the same time, we're getting rejections from the highest level, which is the Supreme Court. It's a terrible thing. I mean, we are living in a dark age, Shannon, and I agree with that. And I live in Los Angeles, and I see scumbags like, you know, Garcetti and Newsom running the state in the city of L.A. It's terrible. I mean, can I let you guys know, when we had the drop-in boxes for the mailboxes for the ballots, the moment the elections were over, Garcetti blasted on Facebook, on social media, that we're going to use this moving forward for all elections. This is a great idea. And he had a picture of a drop-in mail-in box. Because they know it's fraudulent. You can commit so much fraud with that kind of stuff.
Right. I mean, once they instituted it in Venezuela, Chavez always won after that. It was done.
Yep.
You know?
Did you want to say something else? I mean, I swear. I moved here to California. Los Angeles has gone through the shithole. And, you know,
let's
telling
keep,
Will
let's keep
the
it
other
PG-13.
Day, I'm sorry. And I was, you know, I'm moving to Orange County, and even Orange County is still liberal. I mean, think about it. It's turning blue. It's annoying. Like, I want to go where people are, like, hunting ducks and having freedom to do whatever they want and the freedom of speech. I am so fed up of social media, and Mark Zuckerberg has a lot to do with this, guys. He has the money. He's like the George Soros for social media. And I'm fed up, guys. I really am. I don't know what to do.
You know what? You're not alone. There's millions of other people that feel the same way. And if we do not do something dramatic right now, then we're all lost. The country's lost. Something has to happen. And you're right. It's really sad. President Trump put three of these judges on the highest court of the land. And I'm really starting to question, are they actually going to do their part? Are they actually going to do what they're supposed to do?
I mean, Rand Paul actually came out, what was it, yesterday or whatever, and he said that the courts just don't want to handle election hearings. They kind of want to steer away from it. But we can't allow this to happen. You know, it's funny because our republic is supposed to be, the power is supposed to be in the hands of the people. But the people are giving the power to the government. We're literally handing it over to them. We're saying, you know what? We just want you to take care of it. Well, there's such a deep state here that unless the people get involved, unless we start holding these people accountable for the judgments that they're making, unless we get loud and start harassing them and telling them to represent Americans, they're not going to do it. Go ahead.
Is diminished, but those conservatives out there, they have a lot on the line. Somehow it's harder to fight this fight because they think, you know, they're family-oriented, for example. They have families. They have things that they have to make sacrifices for to fight for, but they're worried that the fear of losing, for example, their job, someone finds out that they're fighting, right? And if, let's just say, they have a liberal boss. I mean, we're
older teachers. Let me interject here. You know what? You're absolutely right. A lot of people, they don't want to stand up. They don't want to say anything because they're afraid of these tyrants coming down on them, finding out where they work, getting them fired.
But he's talking about our representatives. I was going to bring up the point, though, that you're bringing up, that even the average person now has to worry about that, not just our representatives.
Yeah, it's across the board.
Right.
It's across the board. And the Republicans, especially these weak-kneed Republicans, they don't say anything because they don't want to lose their seat. They just want to keep the power that they have. But the average day American, because, see, this is how I look at it. It's, we can't count on the Republicans, these politicians, to do the right thing. We can't count on them any longer. See, in the past, we used to think, okay, we elected these people. They go to up on the hill. They do the right thing. But we can't count on them any longer because they've already demonstrated, most of them, that they're not going to do anything. It's going to take the average American, the Americans that lived in this country that want to keep their freedoms, to finally stand up. 1776 needs to commence again, because if we don't, we're all going to go down the drain in this communism. I'm so fed up with it. I'm just like you. It's absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, so I think, Roger, I think we need to make a decision. What are we more fearful of? Are we fearful of losing maybe potentially our job? Or are we fearful of our government, who can actually hurt our family and our livelihood down the road anyway?
Let me add to that. Well, if we don't stand up, we're not going to have jobs, because they're already talking about shutting down the country again. These people that are not speaking up now, they're not figuring it out. If you don't say nothing now, you're not going to have anything to talk about later. Because they're going to get rid of the jobs. They're already look at California.
Well, guys, I agree with you, but I'm thinking about this. Look, especially during COVID, a lot of folks had the force to get multiple jobs, right? One or two or three, mm-hmm. working from home. You can balance that. How does one have the time to go out there and protest? I mean, if you're looking at those guys who are literally fighting the Proud Boys or the Antifas or anyone else, they are literally taking anyone homeless off the streets, paying them some money, and basically allowing them to fight the fight on behalf of the liberals, which is the radical libs. And I feel we have a lot more responsibilities. That's the bottom line. We do. As
you know what? You're right.
There's many friends that you can fight,
you're right.
Though.
Let me say it again. You're right. We have more responsibilities, and people
who have more
work multiple jobs to do whatever it is they can to make ends meet. My point is, I was just in D.C., and I talked to a business owner there, a small business owner, had a restaurant. He is so angry because the government, the local government, is preventing him from buying the goods that he needs for his restaurant, and they're shutting him down multiple days throughout the week so he can't even be open for business. And then when he's finally open for business, he sells out the stuff that he does have and still have to close down because they're preventing him from flourishing. What's happening is that the jobs, these second jobs and third jobs that people are getting are going to go away. They're going to go away, and people are not going to be able to find those jobs here if the Democrats get their way. So we can continue to say that we have to go to these two and three jobs, but they're going to go away because they don't want the jobs to be there.
So
I'm
Roger,
telling you.
Yeah, Roger, let me ask you this. So are you working right now, presently, in California? Because I know how it is in California. They're on lockdown again, aren't they?
You know, I'll be honest. I live a comfortable life. I have multiple properties, and I really am living a comfortable life. But even with a comfortable life, it's a struggle. Mm. I'll tell you why. COVID has been hell. I mean, just seeing people, it breaks my heart. I got a two-year-old. It breaks my heart to see people with children, especially single mothers, having to deal with taking care of their child. Schools are closed, obviously. And when I see somebody, it even agitates me when someone's wearing a mask solo in the car. I'm like, this is the problem. Everyone's falling for it.
Yeah.
It is.
So let me ask
the
you this.
The survival rate
still...
is 90%. I cannot believe this.
Right. So are you angry enough yet to start fighting back? Because
I
feel like that's what we're going to get. I think they're going to make us so angry that we're going to start fighting back. We're not going to have a choice.
My wife and I have opposing views, and she's all for Trump, but now she's given in. She's like, forget it, it's lost. And I'm telling her, because I'm listening to all the parlor, breaking news and all the stuff that's coming out. I go, look, he's still got the fight in it. I mean, there's a chance. She's like, give it up, Roger. It's not going to happen. They already won, and it's already been claimed, but she doesn't know, right? She doesn't know the insides or whatever. But She's like, what are you complaining about? You got the opportunity to work from home because of this whole COVID thing. Maybe they're onto something. I'm like, look, see, that's the thing. You're just willing to give up your freedoms and all that petty stuff. I'm willing to fight for my future of the child that I have. Like
yeah.
I want to make sure he lives a productive life.
Let me say this, Ron. So, when she tells you to just give it up, we should just give it up. She's basically, without probably even knowing it, that she's saying just give it up and allow communism to take over. That's exactly what that means,
I mean,
without even people knowing.
I think a lot of people that make those statements are just uninformed with what's exactly the extent of what's happening, right? And it's overwhelming. Like, don't get me wrong. It's absolutely overwhelming. I mean, sometimes we go through this information and we're like, oh, my gosh. You know,
it's terrible. It's 100% terrible.
So, I mean, it's tiresome, but see, that's where we need people to get organized. I don't care. You can email. You can make phone calls. You can, you know, on the weekends when you're not working, or if you work during the weekend, do it during the week. There's always a time.
Yeah.
I mean, believe me,
right.
At one point, Will was working a full-time job, and he was going from 5 a.m. to midnight doing what he's doing now to make a difference. And that's what some people are going to have to do if they think America's worth it. Because
Absolutely.
Let me tell you what, we can lose it all. Even what you're holding on to now, what you think that you're satisfied with right now, maybe gone tomorrow.
If the Democrats get their way, and that's, we have to look at their whole plan, the whole Build Back
right.
Better. That means tear down the entire economy and then build it back in their image and their liking. So
right.
Real quick, you got one more statement for us, Rock, before we let you go?
Yeah, Will, I'd like to tag along with you, bro. I mean, I've been watching you for at least the last 3-4 months. You're motivational. If you go to any of the sites, wherever you go, whichever city, you let me know. I definitely want to help you out. I want to, because you have the voice. I'm not the guy who's an influencer. I don't have, you know, the followers, but I want to be there. And as Shannon said, if I have to start fighting, I have to obviously join forces. And if you want, I would love to collaborate. So, you know, Sarah has my number. Let's do it. You know.
All right. Thank you, Roger. Thanks
right,
for
cool.
calling.
Thanks for the call.
Anybody else want to call in? The number is 516-595-6069. Will, he sounds like a lot of people in America.
I know. And you know, his wife saying that just give up. And I've heard some people say, just look to 2024. The problem is 2024. And the problem with that is that there's not going to be a 2024 with a decent president having any chance. It's going to be just like California. There is not a single Republican, even President Trump not a single person that is a Republican that has decency can run in the state of California and become governor. It will never, ever happen again. The same thing here. If we do not address the issues that we're seeing right now, this country will never, ever again have another decent president like President Trump, and it's by design.
Yeah, you know, Roger mentioned Sidney Powell. This woman, she is working so hard. And let me tell you what, she has uncovered some crazy irregularities in our election system. And she doesn't have, a lot of the news is not giving her a voice, right? But this past Sunday, she had an interview with Epoch Times, right? Which you and I absolutely love. We love
right.
Epoch Times.
Along with American Truth Project.
Right. And she talked about many irregularities that she has discovered over the course of her investigation into alleged election-related fraud, and showed a high level of confidence about most of her claims, right? And she says, and, you know, you and I always say we're tired of hearing something's coming. But
right.
she claims that confirmed. And let me just read a few things that she said while she was doing this interview. She said, we have counterfeit ballots. We have dead people voting by the thousands, if not by the hundreds of thousands. There was something someone called phantom voters. There was just more manner and means of fraud than any law-abiding citizen could possibly imagine. She said, it's stunning. It's absolutely stunning. And they are so in our face with it. And then to deny it is purely Machiavellian. And that is true. These people are so bold. These people are so confident in their fraudulent activity, and we are seeing this being exposed even in the hearings in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
She said, the money, the moneyed interest, the political interest, the global power elite have been doing this all around the world, wherever they wanted to for the last 15 to 20 years. Our own government has been involved in some of it, which we saw Obama was involved in the elections in Israel.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
it
yep.
cuts across political lines. There have been some Republicans who have no doubt benefited from it, just as Democrats have. They're all playing the game. I feel more every day that the Matrix movie is real. It's that bad. She said, the fact that people are willing to turn a blind eye is absolutely horrifying. I think we just saw the caller, Roger. He's horrified as well, right? We see all of this stuff being exposed, and everybody just even judges, representatives, legislators. I mean, it's at every level are just like, well, we'll look at it and make sure, you know, in the future we make changes. No, the future, the changes need to happen now. She even said that the Dominion voting systems should have been confiscated as soon as possible.
Immediately.
So they could do their forensic investigation. I hope she's right. I hope that more does come out. I hope that people are listening. What do you think, Will?
You know what? Yeah, they should have been confiscated immediately. But what happened is that, they're like, look at this. We've got to remove these. And they're saying it's Dominion property, right? Okay, so let me get this straight. They have these servers that are Dominion property that's controlling our election, but we the people are unable, these machines, these servers. And
right.
We're just supposed to take the word of Dominion, which came out, has already been proven, that these machines can and will change information, change data.
Right.
And then on top of that, you have people trying to subpoena, have to put in subpoenas to be able to do audits on these. And you have the Democrats, the Socialist Democrat Party, fighting Republicans from doing an audit. Now, if this was open, fair election, how they're all saying, if it's open and fair, shouldn't these socialist Democrats go, you know what? There's nothing to hide here. Everything was fair. Look all you want. Do as many audits as you want.
Right,
because
you're
not going to find anything other than what's already been
right,
happening.
Because,
but no.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no.
Yeah, because they too believe that every vote counts, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, they even believe that the illegal votes count.
Right.
That's the problem here. Now, the votes, you mentioned it earlier, like the votes, how they say count every vote, but they don't want to count every one of them. They don't want to count the legal ones. Isn't it amazing how that worked out?
Well, they want to change them too, right?
Yeah,
we
exactly.
Literally have evidence that some of the votes for Trump have been changed over to Biden. I mean, come on, people. You know what? At the very least.
The very least.
In order to protect the integrity of our election system, every political party, it should be nonpartisan.
Yeah, everyone should be on board with
right,
this. If there's anything that's going
here.
Out of the whack, because you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine this. Let's just say that this software, the servers are fraudulent, you know, and changing the votes. And let's just say we get the servers, or we replace the Dominion servers software with a conservative servers and software and say, let's use these. What kind of reaction do you think we would get from the Democrats and say, these are the servers and the software that we're going to use from here on out?
Right. Well, you know, the good thing is we do have some people in D.C. that are trying to get some hearings submitted before January 6th. In fact, Congressman Mo Brooks tweeted today. He said, 18 House colleagues joined me in sending a letter to Senator Majority Leader Nancy Pelosi and various House and Senate committee chairs seeking election fraud hearings ahead of the January 6th Electoral College vote submissions. Now, these people, they're supposed to be big on fraud, right? I mean, they're supposed to, you know, want to protect the integrity of our election. I mean, they did when they did the whole fraudulent facade of Russia.
Oh, yeah.
Interfering.
Russia.
Right? It's crazy to me, and people need to pay attention. Why do you think that they don't want these hearings to come about? Why do you think that they don't want to hear the information? Why do you think so?
You know, I mean, because we know the answer to that without even saying.
Right.
Doing the whole, remember the dossier, the whole Russia collusion delusion came about because of a fraudulent dossier, and the entire left, they ran with it, saying this is factual information. And then on top of that, when they had all this fraudulent information come out with the dossier about Russia, they refused to acknowledge that it was fraudulent information. There was nothing there. They impeached President Trump in the House over fraudulent information. Hearsay, nothing there. So now they actually have tangible proof. Mm-hmm. They actually have evidence.
Right.
They actually have affidavits.
Right.
Over 1,000 now.
Right.
And guess what?
They don't hear it.
They don't want to hear it. They don't want to pay attention to it. And I want to play this clip. Now, this clip is kind of long. We might not play all of it, but I want you to hear what they're saying in this, because in this clip, you can hear the Republicans and the Democrats going at it. So
right.
is Senator Ron Johnson. Mm-hmm. And the other, the Democrat, is Gary Peters. Do you want to give a little more content on it? Because I think it's real important that people know the tension that's happening in the country, and the Democrats completely ignore.
Okay.
And they're talking about, what do you mean? This is not airing. And the Democrat Peters goes, this is not about airing your grievances. I don't know what rabbit hole you're running down.
Right.
Because the Democrats lied day after day after day after day after day after day after day about the Russia collusion delusion.
Right.
Russia.
According to the New York Post, here was about a letter Democrats sent to the FBI director, Christopher Wray, back in July, making the claim that members of Congress were targeted by foreign entities to change the outcome of the 2020 election. Democrats have continually lied by accusing Johnson's Hunter Biden investigation of spreading Russian disinformation. Come on now, we know that Hunter Biden's investigation is absolutely, there's value to it, there's substance to it. We know Russian disinformation, there was no substance to it. It was all a fraud. And Johnson pretty much is laying in and saying, listen, stop coming here and lying. We're sick of it. You want to play it, Will?
Up in my opening statement, that should provide comfort that we have that paper backup. But I just have to talk about Russian disinformation, because the people peddling it are not on my side of the aisle. Senior Democrat leaders, including Ranking Member Peters, you know, were involved in a process of creating a false intelligence product that was supposedly classified. They leaked to the media that accused Senator Grassley, the President Pro Tem of the Senate, and myself of accepting and disseminating Russian disinformation from Andrei Derkach. I'd never heard of the person until they brought it up. Senator Peters introduced that false information, Russian disinformation, into our investigation record. 50 people associated with the intelligence community after our Hunter Biden investigation and the revelations of the Hunter Biden computer said, this is Russian disinformation. Now we find out, it's a real investigation by the Justice Department. So it's just galling, and I just have to point out that the purveyors of Russian disinformation, Hillary Clinton's campaign, the DNC, the Steele dossier, the Ranking Member Peters accusing Senator Grassley and I of disseminating Russian disinformation, that's where the disinformation is coming. That's where the false information, the lies, the false allegations. I can't sit by here and listen to this and say that this is not disinformation, this hearing today. This is getting information we have to take a look at to restore confidence in our election integrity. We're not going to be able to just move on without bringing up these irregularities, examining them, and providing an explanation. and see where there really are problems so we can correct it moving forward. Senator Paul.
Mr. Chairman, I got to respond to that. I mean, you're saying I'm putting out information. Well, one, I had nothing to do with this report.
You lied repeatedly.
I did not.
You lied repeatedly in the press that I was spreading Russian disinformation, and that was an outright lie, and I told you to stop lying, and you continue to do it.
Mr. Chairman, this is not about airing your grievances. I don't know what rabbit hole you're running down.
You talked
you
about Russian
down rabbit holes.
Senator Paul.
This is simply not what we're
Senator
dealing
Paul.
With. Mr. Chairman, you can't make these false allegations and then dropping it there. That is why this needs to return back
Good
to a
star,
this
Paul.
Is partisan thing. This is terrible what you're doing to this committee and all the great work that you talked about.
It is what you have done to this committee.
It is not
falsely
the
accusing the chairman of spreading disinformation. Nothing could have been further from the truth, and you're spouting it again, which is why I had to respond.
Senator
on. Paul.
Mr. Chairman.
Judge Starm.
Judge
Starm.
Isn't that crazy? They're saying that that Johnson's going down the rabbit hole. Isn't that
right.
all the Democrats have done in the past 4 years?
The rabbit holes has gotten thicker and thicker and thicker and thicker.
But I'm glad they called them out on their lies because
Russia has
done nothing but spread lies. And now they just want to sweep this all under the rug. But, Will, we have a caller, Chad. He's on your – he kind of is on your show on Wednesday night. Chad, what you got for us? Quick comment.
Well, what I was going to explain to you is your last caller. I follow the money. That's what I do. I can show you by design since 1964 how this has been in play. You know, the liberal elites don't do anything necessarily quickly. They plan it out, they strategize it, and they move forward with it slowly. So in 1964, we decided to give those who ain't got a little more with giving them welfare. Well, welfare was intended just to get people out of a jam, not to make a lifestyle out of it. The Democrats made sure it became a lifestyle and got people dependent on it. So that was our test run. Then in 2008, we had a collapse. We got more people dependent on the government. We had a 43% increase in welfare, especially in food recipients. So now we have the pandemic. We're getting even more people dependent on the government. So this isn't something that has been just brought up over the last 4 years. This has gone over the last 50 years, and it has slowly been implemented. So you have to look at the whole plan, where it originated from, and then follow the money, and it will tell you, you know, where we're actually headed.
Right. I mean, they even said, in the 1960s, it's the best way to control the masses through education. So they started infiltrating our schools, what was taught in schools. Now you see that most teachers and professors are liberal, right? And it's brainwashing the young people. Most young people believe are against Trump or are against capitalism, if you can believe it. They've sold them this idea that socialism is the best thing on the planet and that it works.
Because it's
failed
like
to educate them on how it's failed across the world.
That, again, the idea that, you know, just like mommy and daddy take care of you, now the government will take care of you, just like mommy and daddy did.
Well, I can also prove how welfare keeps people down. Think about people who need government housing. They can't make X number of dollars or they lose their housing allowance. So if they make X number of dollars, they lose their food stipends. My point is that's designed to keep people down, not to bring them up. So this
you know,
has
that's
been designed.
Chat.
And excuse me?
Yeah, it's absolutely true. I actually have something to go along with what you just said about how people can only make a certain amount. And unfortunately, the people are willing to stay under that certain amount in order to get the free housing, right? I mean, I worked as an HR supervisor for a retail company, and we paid well. And I can't tell you, I worked in a part of town where, you know, a lot of people were happy to see us there because we were a company that brought in higher wages.
Close to the hood.
Unfortunately, I worked in the hood.
Close to the hood.
But let me tell you what, those people literally come in and tell me, listen, I can't take this job or you can't pay me this much because I have to stay below this in order to stay where I am, right? So there was no improving themselves. There was no... you know, I want to be have a career. I want it. They wanted.
There's no incentive when you have the government taking care of you, throwing all the money at you, and the housing. There's no incentive for people to do better, and that's by design. I even have family members that over 20 years ago that was turning the whole welfare system into a career. It's unbelievable. I'm like, when I heard that, I'm like, are you kidding me? And this was, but see, I wasn't raised that way, so when I first heard it, it just blew my mind.
Yeah, but it is unfortunate. You're right.
But I
want to
tell
you intention...
why they're doing it. Why they're doing it is the people who are doing it, they are sucking the wealth out of America until there's nothing left. This is how they you make people dependent on a certain income, and then you are able to absorb the rest of it. No different than every collapse we've had has been on the seventh or third year of a presidency. What better way to move money upwards from the middle class than to have a planned collapse and then have stocks 90% off, and the people who had to dump their stocks were all middle class people. You know, for instance, Bank of America stock in 2007 was $32 a share. In 2008, it was $2.78 a share. Who do you think scooped all that money up, or all those stocks up? It wasn't the average person. That's how you move wealth upwards. So if you can continue to move more wealth upwards and get more people dependent on the government, you will slowly suck America dry as a parasite.
Well, and that's why we have Build Back Better, to tear it all down so they can build it back better.
Yeah, yeah, that's awesome. Chad, thank you for that information. That was awesome information. And well, thank you very much.
You guys have a great night.
And
talk to you soon, guys.
You too, Chad.
See you soon, Will.
All right, take care.
So, and yeah, just bye-bye. To kind of go along with that, it's kind of interesting that Chad brought that up. There's an article on our website, and it's from this man who used to live in India. He is now an American. He was a member of India's top caste system, right?
Mm.
And he has a passion for America. So this gentleman wrote an open letter to President Trump saying that he wants Trump to use his powers to enforce martial law and restore the United States of America, because he says he doesn't want America to fall into the socialist hell, that's what he said, as India did. Let me just tell you a few things that he said. He said there are numerous similarities between what the left did to destroy India and what they are doing now in America. He said, I am scared for the country right now. India never recovered from the left's takeover in 1975. They won the election by cheating, and the rest is history.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. He said, I still remember my dad and his friends trying to fight to save any freedoms they could. And historically, if you look at the country that was taken over by the left, it is always by cheating in elections.
And that's why I've always said liberalism is a virus on the planet.
Right.
It's not just the United States of America. It is a virus that has decimated the country, the planet. Mm-hmm. It is destroying everything in its wake, biblically.
Right. He said they take over and then they run the country into the ground. This happened in Venezuela. This happened in India.
Cuba.
The left is absolutely the enemy of our country. Let me tell you something.
Evil. It's evilness.
There's a reason why this election happened the way it did. It wasn't fair. The person that the people voted for is it doesn't look like that he got elected. I mean, you know, that they stole the election from him is what I'm trying to say. And what are we going to do? Are we going to stand? Because literally history, you know, we say we learn from history. Literally, if you look at history, if you look at some of these countries that are literally coming to us saying, listen, this happened to us. Don't let it happen to you. We see it's happening to you. Please fight. We need to pay attention.
100%. We need to pay attention.
Well, we have one more caller. This is Jay from Springfield, Springfield, Montana.
Hey, Jay, thanks for calling.
I'm sorry. I said it wrong.
Springfield, Missouri.
Yeah, actually, I just said it wrong. Springfield, Missouri.
It's okay. Guys, I just want y'all to know, Will, first off, I appreciate you so much, brother, that you probably would never even start to imagine how much. All we need to do, this is the truth. All we need to do is just buckle down and pray, because this is spiritual warfare. This ain't really got nothing to do with the people. It's got to do with the demons. They got to get rid of each other. That's what's really happening.
They got to get rid of each other? I don't think the demons will get rid of each other.
They are going to.
I mean,
it's hard to believe it, but it's already written. Will, you read the Bible. You quote a lot of Bible verses. I've been following you for a while. All I'm saying is everybody shook and worried about nothing. I don't wear the mask. I go everywhere I want to go. Been all over the country. Still going all over the country. I do me. And I let everybody else do them. Once people learn that it ain't about necessarily you, it's about everybody as a collective, then we're going to start to see the change that we need to see.
I would agree. The only thing I would add to that, and you're 100% correct, we need to get into prayer, because prayer is absolutely powerful. But what I would like to add to that is that we have to do our part. Because I can, for example, I can sit in my studio every day and pray that I could get the notification and get the reach and make all the positive stuff that I want. I can sit here and do it. But if I never turn on the microphone and I never do my part, it would never, ever happen. I could, for example, I could, people out there say, I want a job. If you just pray for the job, Lord, just give me a job. But if you never go fill out that application doing your part, it would never, ever happen. But you're 100% correct.
We've got to pray. Can I say something really fast?
Yes, sir.
To add to what you're saying? So my mom, she raised me up in church. And I believe in God, and I believe that God knows what we're going through. She told me, she said, works without faith is dead. And faith without works is dead. And I asked her, I said, so what you mean? And she told me exactly what you just said. You can pray all you want. But if you don't actually do something to make it happen, then your prayers is just being words, pretty much.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All we need to understand that this is a spiritual warfare. Watch on December the 21st what happened. Just watch. That's
December
all I 21st? Really have to say. December
is that
the 21st
the star?
Of
is it
this year.
December 21st.
It's not just in the
sky.
Yeah,
I've heard.
It's going to be here on Earth with us. Everything is happening. The planets is aligning. Jupiter and Saturn is going to be one huge, gigantic star. Listen,
I think I know where you're going. I think I know where you're going.
It's way
beyond us here. Okay, let me do this. Let me do this because I think I know where you're headed with this and what you're saying. Because I wouldn't disagree with it. I would be so happy for that to take place. You're talking about a particular event, correct?
Excuse me, I was taking a drink. But yes, sir, I am.
You're talking about a particular event, yeah. Well, if I'm thinking about the event that you're talking about, that particular event is not going to happen until after the temple is built.
But the temple is already here, on the same land we live on that we call America.
Well, no, the physical temple that's written in the Bible, it gives the dimensions on how the temple will be and how it will be built in Israel. President Trump, the only president in the history of this nation, was the only president that recognized and made it possible for the rest of the world to see Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. They already have all of the furniture for it.
That's where we're supposed to be anyway.
Yeah, they have all the furniture for it. It's in the Bible. I mean, it's written. But you know what? The main thing is that everybody leaves Earth every day because you don't know when your time is, and we all need to be ready. Regardless of all of that, right? I think we all can agree to that. We have to be ready, have to be prepared, we have to repent because we don't know. So But there are some other things that's going to take place, possibly, and I hate to say, oh, yeah, this is coming, but possibly between the 18th and the 21st, there's something else probably may possibly happen to where it's going to cause a whole bunch of disruption. But with the star in the sky and the planets lining up, I think it's all lining up together. And so we just need to be prayerful. So, hey, Jay, thank you so much for the call, sir.
You're welcome. We'll have a great night.
All right, take care.
Good night.
Yeah, you know, it's just amazing the times that we live in. And for us to experience this generation, experience all of these different things. Because, you know, a lot of us look at what's happening in the United States with this election that's taking place with the whole pandemic. But a lot of people are not even paying attention to the multiple earthquakes that are taking place across the planet. A lot of people are not even paying attention to the fires that are still happening across the planet. A lot of people aren't paying attention to all of these biblical things that are taking place. For example, like the locust destroying millions upon millions of crops in Africa alone. And these locusts have traveled to Asia and other parts of the world. They said that it's going to cause hunger problems on the planet like never seen before. And we are experiencing this right now.
Yeah. And just so if everybody doesn't know what he was talking about on December 21st, there's supposed to be a winter star similar to the Star of Bethlehem that's supposed to appear in the sky. They call it the winter star. It's supposed to be this huge star that's in the sky. It's supposed to be really beautiful. I am actually excited to see it.
I'm really, really excited. I've actually been looking at different telescopes online to see if I can maybe pick one up to get a better view of it.
Do you think there's a coincidence that's happening now?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I think it's by design. And it's just like when President Trump selected Amy Coney Barrett, the day that he picked, that was the Jewish day as well. It's just amazing all the different things that are taking place and the events that's taking place in our life right now.
Uh-huh.
So the gentleman's correct. We need to pray because it is 100% a spiritual battle. The evilness that we're seeing have controlled these people. And, you know, this is something else I want to talk about really quick.
You got 2 minutes.
Okay. It's something I want to talk about really quick. You know, we have these people that's trying to implement socialism, which is and communism, which is totally evil. It doesn't help out anybody, right? And my thing is I'm sitting there thinking these people doing all these evil things. To give an example, all of those on the left, they don't have any issues with destroying the most innocent of us all, the unborn. They want to teach our children not to be the way God created them, and they tell us all to be victims that we have to depend on the government. Now, my main point about this, didn't we all come from God? Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
God created all things.
Yeah,
but these people have it in their minds that there is no God and they want to replace God and that they want to do away with God. But that's a whole different subject. I would love to spend an hour talking about that. Absolutely wonderful callers, awesome information. I want to thank everyone for joining us. Do me a favor, get out your mobile device. If this is the first time you're hearing this broadcast, we're here every Thursday. Get out your mobile device and type in. Send a text to 88202 and type in my name, W-I-L-L, and you'll get information. You'll get a notification when the broadcast starts, and there's more information that comes out from American Truth Project, which is the sponsor of this broadcast.
Yes, we appreciate everybody being here. More to come this week. Let's pray that all the stuff that we hear is coming out will truly come out, and the election fraud will be exposed.
Absolutely. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We'll see you next Thursday. God bless.
You were listening to ATP Radio. Make sure to text WILL, W-I-L-L, to 88202 to be notified of our future radio shows.